Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Knowing Christ Ministries Half Hour, or as we like to think of it, the 30 minutes during which we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true Son of God Almighty. From my earlier broadcasts, you know one of my goals was to have a series discussing the history and lyrics of hymns. I'd been praying for someone to come forth and provide us with some musical talent for this, but as no one has come forth, we're just going ahead with the series. Now, some of you know I'm very partial to the lyrics and hymns, and they make me stop and think about how blessed we are to have our Lord Jesus in our lives and literally with us 24/7. As I mentioned last week, I listen to Southern gospel music virtually all day long on streaming audio. And probably about 75% of it is all wonderful recordings of hymns. When I hear words like, excuse me, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Well, when I hear things like that, I literally stop what I'm doing to pause and reflect. And there are so many times that we all feel weak, we feel defeated, we feel our precious, precious Lord is right there for us with hands outstretched to take ours. And knowing that, hearing that, being reminded of that in song lyrics, I get overwhelmed. And then I, listening to the music, get stronger, I feel at peace. And and that's just the hymn that we discussed last week. Now, I urge you to listen through our app or off of a link from our Knowing Christ Ministries Facebook page to our show last week on Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I'm sorry, to Precious Lord. Today, we're going to continue our series and discuss the background and a brief history to the hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Last week, it was Precious Lord, Take My Hand. So, sorry for that little mix-up. So first, let me read you the lyrics, and if you're like me, feel free to sing along in your mind, put them to music, imagine them sung by your favorite performer like Patsy Cline or Elvis Presley, but still, please focus on the words. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. When my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely over, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. Well, now I'm going to review some history and background, and then we'll talk about how truly special the lyrics are, or should be, to our daily lives. And as you'll see, the song background focuses on this as a song for funerals, and I get that. But I also believe it is something we should all sing and integrate into our lives while we're alive. We should strive for a daily, closer walk with the Lord. Anyway, here's some background. Now, there are a lot of religious songs about walking with God, some of which were adapted to jazz style in the early 1900s. Walking with the King, Walking with Jesus, Walking in the Light of God, Walk with Me, We Shall Walk Through the Streets of the City, and many, many more. Walking with God is mentioned in the Bible, like with Enoch, Moses, and Abraham, and there are no examples of saints marching in through the pearly gates, though. But getting back to the actual hymn, in 1769, the British poet William Cowper published a hymn called Walking with God, later more known as A Closer Walk with God, after the first line of the first stanza. Several tunes have been used for this hymn, Beatitudio by John Dykes being the most popular. It was printed in Only Hymns, a songbook by Cowper and his friend John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. The two songs have like the same meter, and the melody Amazing Grace has been used for for a Closer Walk. There's no evidence for earlier usage of the phrase Closer Walk, though, whatsoever. Now, getting closer to more the actual lyrics, Martha Langton and William Kirkpatrick. Langton was Fanny Crosby's pseudonym, one of them. The two of them published a song, Closer Walk With Thee, in a book called Songs of Joy and Gladness. And those lyrics were, I am happy, O my Savior, for I know that I am thine. Through the pure and perfect cleansing of thy perfect, of thy precious blood divine. But my soul would rise still higher. There are greater joys for me. I am longing, I am praying for a closer walk with thee. Isn't that great? Another song by Fanny is Closer to Thee, with music by Silas Vale, written in 1874. Though my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. I mean, these are amazing. These are just amazing, amazing prayers set to music. Then in 1915, continuing our story, Carrie Lee Bower published Just a Closer Walk with Jesus in a hymnal called the Highway Hymnal. And I don't believe, though, that these referenced our actual lyrics or music. However, the title has been used improperly for Just a Closer Walk with Thee on a lot of internet sites, and including some YouTube clips. So don't get confused with Just a Closer Walk with Jesus as Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Now, the above-mentioned lyrics have some similarity with the famous hymn that we're talking about, so but they don't share melodies. So who actually wrote our song and when? Well, Ace Collins, in a book called Turn Your Radio On, says that title, the song actually originates from a time before the Civil War. Collins says, and I quote, personal histories jotted down by African Americans of the late 1800s and early 1900s mention slaves singing as they work in the fields, a song about walking by the Lord's side. Over the course of the next 100 years, Closer Walk was passed down from generation to generation and from church choir to church choir. Now, the exact phrase, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, cannot be found in any written sources, though, before 1940. When the black composer and music publisher Kenneth Morris discovered the song. However, there's two versions of how Morris actually found the song. While traveling between Kansas City and Chicago in 1940, it's said that Morris got off the train to stretch his legs while standing on the platform. He overheard a porter singing some of the words to Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Not thinking much about it, Morris boarded the train and went on his way. The words and melody of the song kept repeating in his head, and he knew that he had to learn the rest of it. At the next stop, Morris got off the train and took the next train back to the previous stop. There he managed to find the porter, and Morris persuaded him to sing the song while he copied down the words. And then Morris added the added to the lyrics and published it in 1940. Now, probably a more reliable version comes from Morris himself, and I'm going to quote this. Take Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Now, there's been so much controversy about that song. It's not my original song. It was an arrangement I made on an old spiritual. It was a plantation song. I heard it and I liked it so well that I made an arrangement of it. I went to Kansas City to a conference of some kind, and one of the choirs there sang it. I asked them where they heard it, and they asked their choir director where he'd gotten it from. He didn't know. He had heard it all of his life. Well, I'd never heard it before. And I am the one who made the arrangement. The first one that was put in print was mine. I took it to the National Baptist Convention in 1944 and presented it with my group, the Martin and Morris Singers, and it simply clicked. However, according to the Encyclopedia of African American Music, and I'm quoting, gospel artists Robert Anderson and Knowles heard William B. Hurst singing the unknown song and brought it home to Morris, who arranged and published it in 1940. So you see, there's a lot of interpretations and controversy, let's say, of the history. But we do know the first printed sheet music has the caption line, as sung by William Hurst of Kansas City, Missouri, dedicated to Anderson and Knowles on their return from California. It's not known which of the verses Morris added. However, either way, Just a Closer Walk with Thee is considered one of the favorite Southern gospel hymns of the 20th century. Now, even before it was published in 1940, the song gained national popularity in the 30s when African-American churches sung it at musical conventions. By the 40s, the hymn was featured at all-night gospel singing rallies. The first known recording was made in October 8, 1941 by the Selah Jubilee Singers, and the widely held belief is that the song actually predates the Civil War. Some personal African American histories recall slaves singing as they worked in the fields the song about walking by the Lord's side, and we talked a little bit about that. According to one article about the history and background of the hymn, it was said the title and lyrics of the song allude to the biblical passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which states, "We walk by faith, not by sight." Now, in 1885, Closer Walk with Thee, which had a similar chorus, was published, and some music historians refer to this song as a folk song. However, the actual song that we're talking about now became very popular, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, by Morris. The song became popular during World War II, and the words supply a message found in both Old and New Testaments about walking with the Lord. In 1944, the hymn was presented at, as I said, at the Baptist National Convention, and it's been translated into numerous languages and recorded hundreds of times by numerous artists over the years. Matter of fact, Elvis Presley actually set sales records in 1956 with his recording of the article of the hymn. Now, the song gives hope for the weak in the strength of Christ when asking him to walk closely through his trial. Now, while it's been said, and I mentioned above, that the song was based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which states, "We walk by faith, not by sight," Dr. Michael C. Hahn from the School of Sacred Music at the Perkins School of Theology tells us they can actually be found in James chapter 4, verse 8. And this discussion will get into a little more of the scriptural interpretation a bit more. Hahn also tells us that the origins of the actual gospel song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, are unknown. As is the case with many hymns, knowing where a song came from, while interesting and helpful at times, is not as important as the witness of the hymn itself in the lives of those who sing it. And that's why I love the series that we're doing so much, because they do mean so much to us personally. Now, the first witness may be found in the testimonial nature of the text. The anonymous composer feels weak and lives in a world of wrong. Well, I think we can all relate to that. The only way to be satisfied is by invoking Jesus, who is strong, and walking closely beside him. It's the daily close walk with Jesus that leads one to become more Christ-like. And as James chapter 4, verse 8 notes, "Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world." Now, in the second stanza, the singer seems to be despondent in the world of toils and snares. A first rhetorical is posed, "If I falter, Lord, who cares?" Well, the second question, "Who with me my burden bears," receives a welcome response, "None but thee." The third stanza tells us where many gospel songs take us, to heaven, to one with whom we walk in life, while, "Guide me gently, safely, over thy shore." As I said, there are a lot of people who have recorded this, not just black artists, but white gospel artists as well. Tennessee Early, I can't even talk at this point, I get so wrapped up in the song lyrics. Tennessee Ernie Ford, Pat Boone, Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and many, many, many others, including it being sung by the Boston Community Choir in a tribute to Senator Ted Kennedy at the John F. Kennedy Library in 2009. Now, perhaps no witness is stronger than the traditional use of the song in New Orleans jazz funerals. The mix of French and Spanish martial music placed within the African-American culture began near the start of the 20th century. For the first half of the century, the white community did not consider the jazz idiom appropriate for the church, and the Catholic Church didn't approve of secular music at a funeral. But beginning in the 1960s, the practice of the jazz funeral spread across social and ethnic boundaries to the point where it's actually an honor to have a jazz procession where musicians participate as a sign of respect for the deceased person. While not the only song played in a funeral procession from the home, funeral home or church to the cemetery accompanied by family, friends, and a brass band, Just a Closer Walk with Thee remains the traditional tune most associated with the event. So let's review the lyrics again and discuss them really briefly, because sadly I'm already halfway through and time is running out, and I really want to talk about this. I am weak, but thou art strong. And see, here come the tears. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely over to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. So what does that song mean to you? What do those lyrics mean to you? Think about them for a while. And I'm going to tell you my interpretation. First of all, the first and second stanzas to me focus on the need and desire for greater intimacy with Christ on a daily basis, to walk closer to him, to be able to lean on him, to know that he is there with me 24/7. And more than knowing he is there, to have the constant reminder that all I truly, truly desire in this world is to continue to draw closer and closer and closer to him. I want to walk closer to him. I know I'm weak. I know that my strength comes from him and him alone. And I truly will be satisfied as long as I can grow closer to him and rely on his guidance, that I be open to his guidance to keep me from harm and wrong. These stanzas remind me that I can't take intimacy with him for granted. Yes, he's there for me at all times, ready and willing to walk and talk only with me. As if I'm the only person on the face of the earth. I know that. But it's up to me to work on the level of Christ-like maturity that can lead to true intimacy. So that's a reminder of what my goal is, to walk closer to thee. That my desire is to walk closer to thee, to have that one-on-one time with him, just walking right next to him, closer to thee, to be able to lean on him for my strength, because I'm weak, but he is strong. So, praising him and worshiping him as I sing that, as I really study those lyrics, I know that it's not just a given, that I have my obligation to uphold too in seeking him and trying and striving to know him, to make him my goal 24/7, just the way his goal is for me to be with him 24/7. There's that mutuality that has to happen. There's that connectedness that relies on the two, me and the Lord, or in this case, for you, you and the Lord. So that's the first two stanzas. And the last two stanzas of the song, yes, my plea, my fervent prayer, is that he will be there to lead and guide me safely home. Now, that actually takes on two connotations. To my home here on this earthly plane during times of trial, I pray that he keeps me from straying off the path of righteousness. And that may be reading a little bit into the lyrics, but that's what they mean to me. And then, when my life is done, to be my guide and lead me to the heavenlies for an eternity of walking at his side. For being there, for him being there, along with me, of course, to walk together as a celebration of my final homecoming. So, with that, I invite you to contact us with any comments or questions you might have on this or any other show. I'm wrapping it up here. And I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming us and enabling us to have a platform to spread your message and how your message can be applied to our lives here on earth, our current home away from our permanent future with you in the heavenlies. Father, we ask for your blessing as we listen to the stories and history behind some of the wonderful music and praise music written to glorify you, our precious, precious, precious Lord, whom we seek to have a walk, a closer walk with on a daily basis. We thank you for always being there to take our hands and lead us home, lead us safely home to thy shore. And we pray that others feel drawn to come to you and reach out their hands as well, finding safety, security, peace, and faith, and knowing you're there to lead them safely home as well. And it's in your ever-blessed name, dear, dear Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'd like to thank you for listening to us today. If you'd like more information on speaking engagements to have us visit your church or organization, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. Our books are available on Amazon throughout the world or off of our Facebook page. For any updates and invitations to our new shows, please visit our Facebook page and like us to stay in the know. I usually use our Facebook page to announce the broadcast and what's scheduled for any particular week or series, along with times we'll be broadcasting. So especially having the app to interact with us, like us, and make certain you check back to that page regularly in the Facebook. Because if the Facebook algorithm doesn't generate our postings in your newsfeed, it's probably because you haven't liked us or checked back to the page. The more frequently you associate with a person, you see their posts on your newsfeed. Same thing with a business, organization, or group. The more you interact with them, the more you like items on their page, the more you've actually liked their page, you're more likely to see posts. So if you don't like us, you won't see any of our postings on your newsfeeds. It's as simple as that. Of course, we use our Facebook page to reach you in other ways as well. Regarding our publications, including the books we've talked about in our broadcast, God, Marriage, and Illness, and The God Prescription, several of the other books we've written. And, of course, those can always be ordered off of our Facebook page, as I say. And donations to our ministry can also be made that way as possible. And, of course, I want to remind you that our app, as I just mentioned, Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks, is available for free download for both the iOS and Android platforms. There's a short 15-minute radio broadcast from a few weeks ago that can help you find, download, and use the app. I strongly suggest you locate that app, broadcast, and listen to it, then find, download, and use the app. We love hearing from people, and the app actually offers the perfect preset option with an email already addressed to us within the app. You just need to add text to the message in a message to us and in the body and shoot it off to us. So I'd love to hear from you. I invite you to join us next week when we'll be discussing another hymn. But until then, please remember, it's not what you know, but who you know. This is Dr. Danielle West for Knowing Christ Ministries saying, may Christ continue to bless you richly. Have a blessed week.